The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Once upon a time, a college education would get you a better salary, guaranteed. But CBS's John Blackstone found that for some students, all college gets you is a chance to tell a reporter you wish you hadn't gone.
I actually currently make almost exactly what I made before I had my degree. I definitely some days feel going back to school ruined my life.
Any idea how much she's going to end up paying for her college education? You'll find out in a moment. Educators will tell you that you should go to college to broaden your mind. But with two-thirds of all college students today graduating with an average debt of $24,000, you also have to think about fattening your wallet. In the case of Valisha Cooks, she took out two loans, a federal loan and a private loan, each for $40,000. The federal loan she can handle, but the private loan has a non-negotiable interest rate so that by the time she pays it off, it will cost her $100,000. Oh, and one more thing. She had a problem pregnancy, couldn't pay her bills, and now she's getting those annoying collection calls.
It made me feel like I was a deadbeat.
And under current federal law, she can't get out of that student loan even if she files for bankruptcy. She went to Washington to testify before Congress in hopes of getting that law changed, but she admits she screwed up.
It was irresponsible on my part, wholeheartedly, for not reading the fine print.
Classic catch-22, isn't it? You go to college, so you're smart enough to understand the kind of fine print in your student loan. But of course, by that time, it's too late. We have reached the point where it takes a college education to figure out whether you need a college education. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, August 1st, 2011.